The history of country music continues with Elvis Presley.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill.
A number three country record for Elvis in 1956 was the first record from his motion picture career. That year, he had begun the movie career that was to make him one of the big box office draws of his time. He made over 30 movies, and during the next several years, his records often bore the unmistakable influence, for better or worse, of those movies. In 1957, Elvis went to number one with a song from the motion picture Loving You. Teddy Bear.
Baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Cause I want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cover me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be,
oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Teddy bear. In 1958, Elvis was inducted into the U.S. Army. His departure for Germany was a media event, And just before sailing, Elvis had the following message for his fans.
I'd like to say that in spite of the fact that I am going away and that I'll be out of their eyes for some time, I hope that I'm not out of their minds. And I'll be looking forward to the time when I can come back and entertain again like I did.
Before and after his stint in the service, Elvis continued his motion picture career. Many of the songs from his early movies went high on the country charts. Jailhouse Rock, for example, went to number one and stayed on the country charts for 24 weeks. But in the years following his Army discharge, Elvis became more and more involved with movies, television specials, and his highly successful Las Vegas concerts. And most of his chart success was in pop music. Here are some songs from Elvis movies between 1957 and the late 60s.
He lays down a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole.
Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Elvis and his music when the history of country music continues. The history of country music continues with the story of Elvis. Elvis was still the king of rock and roll, but from 1959 through 1970, he did not have any top 10 country records. And for seven of those years, none of his records appeared on the country charts at all. Even his highly touted Memphis sessions failed to produce a big country hit. But in 1971, Elvis was back in the top 10 on the country charts with I Really Don't Want to Know.
Oh, how many arms have held you and hated to let you go? How many? I wonder, but I really
I Really Don't Want to Know. One thing that many in country music did know about Elvis was the power of his charisma with an audience, especially with the young. Singer-songwriter Merle Kilgore saw evidence of that charisma from the beginning. He talked about a trip that he made with Elvis and the two musicians who were part and parcel of Elvis Presley's early career, Scotty Moore and Bill Black.
One time we was on the way to play in Bradley, Arkansas, and he had just got his first car. It was a Cosmopolitan Lincoln. He wouldn't let anybody drive because he afraid somebody put a scratch on it. And we went, and there was a big traffic jam. It was a two-lane road, you know. And he said, God, there must have been an awful wreck up there. And we were listening to the radio, and it says, Elvis Presley, Merle Kilgore, and Scotty and Bill are going up to Bradley, Arkansas tonight for a big show. And he was plugging and said, they'll be on highway, whatever the highway was then. And we said, Elvis, oh, that's great, they're plugging the show. Man, must be a terrible wreck. Elvis said, God, we sat there and waited. I'm going to get out and look and see if I can help somebody. We got out and walked up. And all of a sudden, we saw this crowd of teenagers. And boy, they saw Elvis and started screaming. And he says, hey, they're coming at us. And we got in the car, and Elvis spun that big old Lincoln around, and we went back to Shreveport, and had to go through dirt roads the back way to get to Bradley, Arkansas. And he was crying. He was saying, oh, my new car, it's just dirty and ruined. Cars would pass us, and gravel would hit, and oh, he was just crying like a baby. That was the first time that he knew something big was happening, and I feel like I saw a little bit of history there.
In 1974, Elvis was number six on the country charts with Help Me.
Lord, help me walk another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking all alone. Lord, help me smile. Another smile, just one more smile. You know I just can't make it on my own.
Quoted his longtime manager, Fuzzy Owen, about how the career of Elvis changed the course of music history.
Fuzzy said that Wills was riding high and Lefty Frizzell came in and knocked him out of the saddle. And he said in 4 or 5 years, said Elvis came in and knocked the saddle off.
Charlie Daniels was equally impressed with Elvis.
You talk about pioneers and way pavers. He got so big so fast till he was it and nobody looked at what he was doing because that was the style. But Elvis was, he was the man. I would have to say Elvis Presley to me will symbolize more in music and will as time goes along than the Beatles.
Elvis talked about his impact.
I happened to come along at a time in the music business where there was no trend. I was lucky. The people were looking for something different, and I was lucky. I came along just in time.
In 1976, Elvis released what was to become his first number one record on the country charts since Jailhouse Rock, Moody Blue.
strangers on your side.
With the last chapter of the Elvis Presley story, when the history of country music continues. The history of country music continues with Elvis. In June of 1977, Elvis hit the country charts with Way Down.
Hey, you get closer, the lights are going dim.
August of 1977, Elvis Presley was dead. And partly in tribute to his life, his many fans helped Way Down surge to number one on the country charts and become the ninth biggest country record of that year. Most singers born in the 1940s were influenced by Elvis. No one more than Ronnie McDowell, the successful country singer who first hit the charts with the million-selling tribute to Elvis that he co-wrote with Lee Morgan, The King Is Gone.
I heard that he had died on the radio, and I started thinking about when I was six and I heard Hound Dog, and I'd stand in front of the mirror and slick my hair back and shake my leg.
I was barely 6 years old when I first heard him sing. And somehow I knew from that moment on that it would be a lifetime thing. And I'd stand in front of a mirror day and night, and I'd listen to every one of his records, and I'd repeat every word and every note till I finally got it right. And I was determined that I'd wait for the day that I could stand and sing in front of an audience, and maybe someone would come up to me and say, "You sound just like Elvis."
Ronnie McDowell. Tributes to Elvis continued to pour from the music industry. Merle Haggard, From Graceland to the Promised Land.
Ladies and gentlemen, my farewell to Elvis. From the sun years of the 50s and the birth of rock and roll, millions screamed to see him do his thing. Elvis touched the life of every ear that heard him, and they couldn't help but listen when he sang.
It's a long way from Memphis to that mansion in the sky, but he kept his faith in Jesus all along. It's a long way from Graceland across Jordan to the Promised Land,
but he kept his faith in Jesus all along.
Merle Haggard. Elvis was dead, but RCA continued to release his records. One of those Elvis records contained a touching statement about death and friendship. It was a top 10 record in 1978, Softly as I Leave You.
Now, this next song, ladies and gentlemen, when I could do, is a song we've been doing a lot here, and it's a true story, and I'd like to share the story with you. The song has been around for a long time, but there's a story behind it, and I'd like to share it with you. It's a story of a man who is in a hospital, and he's dying. And his wife has been sitting by his bedside for 3 days and three nights. Somewhere in the third day, between midnight and day, she lay down beside him and dozed off to sleep. Well, he felt her when she dozed off to sleep. And at the same time, he felt himself start to die. So he didn't want her to see him pass away. So he took his notepad on the side of the bed, and he wrote,
Softly, I will leave you. Softly,
for my heart would break. If you should wake.
If you should wake.
And see me go.
And see me go.
So I leave you.
So I leave you.
Softly.
Softly.
Long before you miss me.
Long before you miss me.
Long before your arms can beg me stay.
Long before your arms can beg me stay.
For one more hour.
I can't bear the tears
to fall. so softly.
So softly.
So softly.
Softly as I leave you. People the world over were saddened by the leaving of Elvis Presley. Pat Boone summed it up.
I really will miss him, and I feel like there were great things still ahead for Elvis. But like a lot of us, he had wondered what an old Elvis Presley would be like. Now, of course, there never will be an old Elvis Presley. There'll always just be the king.
In 1981, 4 years after his death, Elvis was still number one on the country charts, this time with Guitar Man.
Down at the car wash, I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs, looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picket would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I found on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I'm hoping I can make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night tears. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jumbles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I sang. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son.
Guitar Man. From his first waist-up television appearances until his death, Elvis was truly the king. His dozens of gold records, his many successful movies, and his powerful personal appearances captured the young early on and later made believers out of many of their parents. And Elvis, the king of rock and roll, was both a child of and a part of the history of country music. Coming up, the hits of the late 1950s. Next on the history of country music. Music continues with hits from the late 1950s. According to the Country Music Foundation, one of the biggest selling records of the decade was this 1956 number one hit by Tennessee Ernie Ford, 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
16 tons. Tennessee Ernie Ford hosted one of the first network television shows featuring country music. And Grand Ole Opry star Minnie Pearl credits him for her first true national television exposure. 16 Tons was written by Merle Travis, one of the most influential guitarists in the history of country music. Merle Travis learned guitar from a Kentucky country boy named Mose Rager. And Chet Atkins tells how he learned from Merle, listening to the radio.
I heard Merle Travis, who played with a thumb and one finger. I didn't know at the time, I thought he was playing with three fingers. And he really set me afire with a passion for the guitar that's continued. So he was my idol for a long time.
Another 1956 hit was by one of the top duet acts of the Grand Ole Opry, the Lubin Brothers. Their close harmonies influenced later country singers such as Emmylou Harris. In 1956, I Don't Believe You've Met My Baby was a top five record for Charlie and Ira Lubin.
Last night.
Talked about I Don't Believe You've Met My Baby.
It was released at the most unopportune time in the world, in December. And it just died. Nobody heard it. We couldn't get it played or anything because of the Christmas music. We thought it was a goner. And sometimes after Christmas, somebody started playing it, and it caught back on. Play-wise, I guess that was our best tune ever.
1956 was a great year for a new form of music that merged rhythm and blues with country. This new sound was called rockabilly, and one of its early stars was Carl Perkins. Carl talked about a telephone conversation that he had with Sam Phillips at Sun Records.
I remember the remarks he made. I said, I wrote me a good song last night, Mr. Phillips. He said, is that right? I said, yes, sir. It's called Blue Suede Shoes. He said, well, is it something like Oh, Them Golden Slippers? I said, no, sir, this is about a cat that don't want nobody stepping on his feet. He's got on some new suede and he's proud of it. He said, man, that sounds good. Do me a little of it. So I did on the phone, and he said, this was like Friday. He said, can you be here early Monday morning? I said, yes, sir.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes, don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Show free to get ready now. Go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Suede Shoes went to number two for Carl Perkins and stayed on the country charts for 6 months. Here are some more hits from 1956.
I promise you he'll never know.
I promise you he'll never know.
That once we loved each other so.
That once we loved each other so.
The past we knew I'll not reveal.
A million times what's right for me to do, to try to lose my blues alone or hang around for you. Well, I make it pretty good until that moon comes shining through, and then I get so doggone lonesome.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
The country sounds of 1956. And we'll be back with some of the big hits of 1957 when the history of country music continues. The longest running hit in the history of country music, staying on the charts for 52 weeks, was this 1957 record by Bobby Helms, Fraulein.
Banks of the old River Rhine, where I loved her and left her, but I can't forget her. I miss my pretty Fraulein, Fraulein, Fraulein. Look up toward the heavens each night when the stars start to shine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you.
And Fraulein. Another number one song of 1957 had been previously recorded unsuccessfully in 1952. Ferlin Husky, who also recorded as Terry Preston and Simon Crumb, talked about it.
I was going by the name of Terry Preston, living in San Diego, working with Smokey Rogers, who wrote the song Gone. That's how I got familiar with the song. Then I recorded it the first time under the name of Terry Preston for Capitol Records. Then that was in 1952. Then in 57, I re-recorded it over again under the name of Ferlin Husky. And that was my second go record.
His Ferlin Husky release of Gone stayed on the charts for 27 weeks and was one of the biggest records of his long career with the Capitol label.
Since you've gone, you've gone.
Harlan Husky's career included many film and television appearances, as well as his success as a country singer. The hottest duet of 1957 was the Everly Brothers, and the song that first brought them national acclaim was their number one hit, Bye Bye Love. Don Everly talked about doing the song on the Grand Ole Opry.
To be on the Grand Ole Opry was the epitome of it all. Besides being on the Opry, we were so hot, we walked out. Well, we blew the place away. The audience literally would not let us leave the stage. We would do two encores sometimes of Bye Bye Love.
The first of many hit records for the Everly Brothers, including songs such as Wake Up Little Susie, All I Have to Do Is Dream, Kathy's Clown, and Bird Dog. Nashville publisher Wesley Rose gave his view of Don and Phil.
Today, I think they're probably one of the greatest all-time country duets there ever was.
Here are more hits from 57.
I got me a room and a cheap hotel. Playing and a shaking my bed.
Well, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb, be my phone. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
My dreams are all worth dreaming, and it makes my life worthwhile to see my pretty Keisha girl dressed in Oriental style.
Hits from 1957. And we'll be back with more of the music of the late 50s on the history of country music. The history of country music continues with more hits from the late 50s. In 1957, Marvin Rainwater stayed on the charts for 23 weeks with a song that he had written, which won him first place on the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scouts television show. Gonna Find Me a Bluebird.
Gonna find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song. Cause my heart's been broken much too long. Gonna chase me a rainbow through a heaven of blue. Cause I'm all through crying over you. There was a time my love was needed, my life completed, my dreams come true. Then came the time my life was haunted, my love unwanted, all for you. Cause my heart's been broken much too long. Gonna chase me a rainbow through a heaven of blue. Cause I'm all through crying.
Find Me a Bluebird was a number three record for Marvin Rainwater, and he went on to many appearances on radio's Wheeling, West Virginia Jamboree and on Red Foley's Ozark Jubilee television show. Another 1957 hit was by Jimmy C. Newman, A Fallen Star.
A star.
Fallen Star. Louisiana-born Jimmy C. Newman has been a member of the Grand Ole Opry for many years, and he talked about his early days in country music, working with Country Music Hall of Fame member Fred Rose.
I think after working with him, I think he had to be as close a genius as I've ever met.
In 1958, Johnny and Jack went to number 7 with Stop the World.
Hey, stop the world and let me on.
Jack Anglin died in a 1963 automobile accident while on his way to attend the funeral of Patsy Cline. Johnny Wright continued performing with his wife, Kitty Wells. Here are some more of the hits of 1958.
Lonely island shore. So
of the hits of the late 50s when the history of country music continues.